With that happy news, we bring in one of my favorites, friend of show. He is the Tennessee Titans beat writer for the Tennessean, and he's a real bro. Bro, it's Eric Bacharach. Bro. The great Eric Bacharach. Bro, how are you?
How about that, bro?
Bro, all the love, bro. All of it.
All of it. I'm doing well, JB. How about you?
Good. How was your 4th of July?
It was, you know, it was good. It was quiet, but luckily I'm kind of positioned well in East Nashville where I could go up to my roof and kind of just see all the fireworks around me. So that was kind of cool. I'm first time in my new place, but quiet, you know, just trying to be socially responsible while enjoying the 4th.
Well said, sir. Good job by you. All right. Well, listen, we gotta give some credit to our buddy Koharski down the dial. I love Paul, actually. I get along with him just fine, and you know, I think he's hilarious. I mean, we're from New York. We grew up with guys like Paul our whole lives, right? We're used to guys like Paul, right?
Yeah.
But you know, he was able to get something out of John Robinson a couple of nights ago about Jadeveon Clowney, basically saying the interest is still there to sign him, and you know, he wants to get a look at him and see if he's good to go medically. He's coming off that core muscle surgery. We've seen, you know, the videos of him working out, coming off the edge. He looks good. So what did you make of what Koharski got out of JR a couple days ago?
You know, I think it's kind of consistent with what J-Rob's message has been throughout. You know, he hasn't really, you know, shied away, per se, from saying that they're interested. You know, there's just some mitigating factors in play. You know, with COVID and also, you know, just with Clowney looking to hit a certain number, which is really, you know, the reason why he's still on the market. And obviously there's complications with COVID and getting him in and teams sizing him up from a health perspective. But, you know, he's a guy, of course, that if you bring in, he just changes, you know, sort of what the defense brings to the table dramatically, you know, for how well the Titans were last year, for you know, how decent their position this year. You know, they lost a couple of really important players in, you know, Logan Ryan, Jarrell Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing a guy like Clowney, you pair him, you know, with a recently signed guy in Vic Beasley. You also have Harold Landry. That unit to me goes from, you know, what was once a liability, what was once inconsistent, to an instant strength. And it's really been the one sort of thing to me holding this Titans defense back defensively the past couple of seasons is that edge rushing. And we know, you know, what Clowney can do. It's not just edge rushing. He's a really versatile talent that, you know, I'm sure Mike Vrabel would be eager to get his hands on. You know, so I think hearing those comments from J-Rob, you know, just kind of, again, are in line with what he's been saying, and makes you kind of think that if things play out the way the Titans want them to, it wouldn't be all that surprising for them to reach an agreement.
So bottom line, I won't hold you to this, but bottom line, does this get done?
You know what? I think it does. I think it does. I'm not, you know, that would probably be 60, maybe 51%, but just looking at the other teams in play, I think he's the best fit for the Titans. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Right.
They've got enough room where they can make it happen. Clowney's going to have to, you know, he can't be asking for 20 or so million, but if he comes down on his price, and, you know, I think that makes sense for him coming in, playing on a one-year deal where, you know, if he proves his worth after last season, he could be, you know, in better position next offseason, you know, maybe where the health factor isn't still lingering. You know, so I think it makes sense for a lot of reasons. I think it's the perfect landing spot for Clowney. I just think it's a match made in heaven. So, you know, when I look at some of the other teams that are being talked about, it, you know, it could make sense for him to go back to the Seahawks. But to me, on paper, the Titans are the best match, so I could see it happening for sure.
Yeah, if he doesn't want to go to Cleveland and play alongside Myles Garrett and with Olivier Vernon,
exactly.
It sure stands to reason, like, he wants to come here, no?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. You know, the Browns have kind of been out in front of everybody in terms of, you know, just the reported offers that they've been given to him, but he's reportedly wanted none of that from Cleveland. So it's got to kind of make you think that he's got ulterior motives. And again, just with all the connections that he's got here with the Titans, I just wouldn't be surprised if this is where he wants to end up this season.
Eric Bacharach is our guest, covers the Titans for the Tennessean, friend of show, at Eric Bacharach on Twitter. Eric, the deadline is coming up with the Derrick Henry situation. He's under the franchise tag, so they'll get him for a year, guaranteed no matter what. But if they want to sign him in to a new long-term contract, they have until next Wednesday. I don't know if this will get done or not. Maybe, not sure what insight you may have on it, but to me, there doesn't seem to be a lot of panic on either side. You know, the fact that Henry signed the franchise tag pretty quickly, and the fact that J-Rob has said on numerous occasions, look, talks are going well, we're trying to come to a common ground, there doesn't seem to be a lot of panic on either side. So if I'm a Titans fan, I'm not too worried about Derrick Henry's future here in Tennessee, right?
Yeah, I think that's fair, and this is one where I'm kind of more, it depends on the day that you ask me as far as what I think is I think that there's a lot to like from the Titan side. And, you know, as you kind of said, you know, the fact that he signed a tender, the fact that, you know, J-Rob has consistently said that they're looking to find and they want Derrick Henry here long term. You know, I think that, you know, to me and to everyone, that should say that both sides are in good terms with the other. You know, if you're the Titans, I think there's a couple factors in play that, you know, lend to wanting to have him long term. You know, one, just being his injury history, he hasn't really been all that banged up, you know, for as much of a bruiser as his reputation is. You know, he hasn't really...
Well, that's because, not to cut you off, Eric, but that's because, let's face it, his first couple seasons, he didn't run all that physical. After he had that heart-to-heart with Eddie George, that's when he started to pick up the pace, right?
For sure, and that's, you know, that kind of lends me into my second point, which is, as far as his usage goes, playing behind DeMarco Murray in the first couple of seasons, mm-hmm. you know, that pays off now. You know, when he's 26 years old and looking for a second contract, you know, he was a workhorse last year, ran for over 300 carries in the regular season, over 80 plus then in the postseason. But before that, you know, he was averaging about 170 carries per season. Doesn't have a ton of wear and tear on him like some of these other running backs that are looking for, you know, elite contracts, elite second contracts. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that's working in his favor too. And then obviously, you know, look at everything he does on the field. I do really think that the way he sort of complements Ryan Tannehill and vice versa, I think that's another match made in heaven for the Titans. And I think if you're J-Rob, you're hoping to keep that in place as long as possible. But we do know sort of the track record, especially recently, for second contracts doled out to running backs. You know, whether it's David Johnson, you know, whether it's Todd Gurley, Devontae Freeman, there's, you know, a bunch of examples mm-hmm. Where it doesn't work out for one reason or another. A lot of it is injury, and it's kind of just one of those positions that is marquee, but it is probably the most replaceable of the marquee positions. So there's that to consider. There's, you know, his pass catching ability to consider. You know, it's not a strength of his. It's something that, you know, some of the other running backs I mentioned, those backs had that ability in their repertoire. Henry doesn't really have that, but, you know, he is, you know, last year he was the most dominant running back on first and second down. So, you know, I think he's a really important piece, but I think one way or the other, you know, I think no matter what happens, it'll probably be fair to say that the Titans and Derrick Henry are in good terms. And it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next 6 days here as far as them trying to find middle ground on that agreement.
Eric Bacharach is our guest. Now, Eric, I'm not the type of guy that gets all that excited about mini camps and OTAs, other than the fact that it's something cool to cover and put on TV, right? But one of the things I do like is the fact you get to see the rookies on the field. You see what numbers they're issued. You see how they kind of start to adapt from the college to the pro game. We haven't had a chance to see any of these rookies this year. Just wondering which rookie, and we'll take Isaiah Wilson out of it, I guess, for the time being, because I'm assuming it'll be the Undertaker starting at right tackle and they'll work Wilson in as needed. Other than Wilson, what rookie are you most excited to see once they finally get on the field and start practicing?
You know, it's probably got to be a second round pick, Christian Fulton, or third round pick, Darrington Evans.
Evans is my pick. That's interesting you say that.
He's a really exciting player, and it's going to be exciting to see what he could do behind Derrick Henry, because again, you know, Henry is a guy that last season, I can't remember exactly what percentage of plays he played on third down, but it was a really small percentage, and it was kind of honestly eye-opening when I saw it. So that'll be a role that Evans, will be looked to fill. So it'll be interesting to see how he looks. By all accounts, he's a really electric player, has that pass-catching ability, has really sturdy hands, did a lot for Appalachian State. So he's a guy that I'm excited to see. And same with Christian Fulton, just in terms of his ability potentially to come in and start right away, kind of fill the role that Logan Ryan was filling for the Titans, and kind of just see where he is, because obviously it's a really interesting season, off season, to be a rookie, and a really bad one to be an undrafted rookie, just in terms of trying to make your case for the team, so I think it's going to be a really important few weeks for the rookies, for the undrafted guys. And again, we don't know how much of the preseason, if any, we're going to get right now. Two games, we'll see if that holds up. So training camp is going to be a really important period for evaluation, for players trying to sort of make their case for a spot, for a starting spot. But for me, the guys I'm most excited have to be Fulton and Evans.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Eric Bacharach from the Tennessean is our guest. All right, let's go around the league a little bit. Players are looking at the possibility of opting out this season. And, of course, they want this year, regardless, to count towards their free agent clock. And, Eric, when you look at it, if MLB and NHL and the other leagues are allowing their players to do that, the NFL kind of has to follow suit on this, don't they?
I would think so, and I keep thinking that has to be the case, it's just kind of interesting to see their approach to all of this. And again, everything is kind of scheduled to go on as scheduled as we speak, but just the way things are trending, I definitely expect some hiccups. If you're the NFL, I think it's kind of beneficial in some sense that you've had all these other leagues have a chance to sort of test the waters amid COVID. I think that's something to take advantage of, to take example of what leagues have done well to this point. A lot of it hasn't been done well, so that should be an example as well. So it'll be interesting to see where the NFL sort of prioritizes players in this whole mess, because that to me still has to be the priority, as much as that the owners are concerned about revenue and how much money is at stake with all of this. I think if you're a player, I see the thinking with at least considering to opt out. So if I'm the NFL, I would certainly explore and deeply consider all those options.
Well, that being said, Eric, I wouldn't expect Patty Mahomes to opt out this year. He's got about 503 million reasons potentially why he should step in there and play. What do you make of the contract he got? I was talking to Rex Road last hour. I think it works. I think everybody wins with this. The Chiefs lock up their franchise quarterback. You don't want this guy to go anywhere. He's the face of the NFL. He's already won you a Super Bowl. He's already been a league MVP. And there seems to be flexibility on both sides throughout this 10-year deal that if a restructure is in order to get better players around him, it can be done. And, listen, I'm of the opinion, Eric, and I'm sure you are too, you are worth whatever someone is willing to pay you, and you are worth whatever you have the leverage to negotiate. So I'm happy for Patty Mahomes, and I'm happy for the Chiefs.
Yeah, listen, if there's anyone in sports worth that, I think it's Patrick Mahomes. The guy just won you a Super Bowl. Titans fans saw it firsthand.
He single-handedly won that AFC Championship game.
Yeah, that play toward the end of the first half where he makes something out of nothing and is able to use his legs to make something happen. I mean, he's a superstar as it gets. I think he's worth the money. If anybody is, if you're the Chiefs, I think it's a win for you too, just because again, there is some flexibility there. I was expecting a monster type contract. I don't know if anybody was expecting
I didn't see
that.
503, did you?
Yeah, I saw 503, but I saw something crazy coming, and I think it makes sense for both sides. I think Mahomes gets a number he was happy with, and I think the Chiefs got some flexibility that they were happy with. And honestly, if you look at it, just in relation to some other quarterbacks, I think if you're the Titans, it's good news, just because you look at Ryan Tannehill, how sort of he stacks up in all of this. And right now, I believe he's number 10 on the list of average annual salary, you know, amongst quarterbacks. And that's a good spot. That's potentially a really good bargain for the Titans. If you look at what he did last year, if he's able to keep that momentum going in the right direction. I mean, you know, he was a Pro Bowl quarterback, led the league in passer rating, led the league in yards per pass attempt, and he's number 10 as far as the high-paid quarterbacks per season. So it's interesting to look at it from that perspective as well. But as far as the deal goes for Mahomes for the Chiefs, for the NFL, I think it was a win-win-win.
No question about it. Eric Bacharach is our guest. Finally, Eric, we'll get you out of here on this. What do you make of the whole DeSean Jackson situation? I think the Eagles need to cut him. I think they need to make an example out of him. I think what he anytime you quote Hitler, you're automatically gone in my book. And I get it. I'm a Giants fan. I hate the Eagles to begin with. Sports hate, of course. But, you know, I don't think you can just excuse what DeSean Jackson said or posted. I don't care if he says, well, I meant this, I didn't mean that. I mean, that's you know, especially, you know, a team like the Eagles whose top men are Jewish, I believe, right?
Yeah, I think so. Listen, JB, I'm Jewish. You know, to me, it's something where I agree. You know, I think you can't be that irresponsible when you're talking about an issue that's so important. You know, it's like anything that's going on right now. You have to be careful about what you put out there. And I don't think it's so easy just to sort of write off and say, you know, I messed up, I didn't look into it. If you're going to tackle these issues, you have to do so with a lot of discretion, and you can't accidentally quote Hitler, like you said. You know, that doesn't fly. I think to be made an example of now makes sense, and I think they should do exactly what you said. I think they've got to make an example of them.
Eric, you're the best, bro. All the love. Get your plugs in, bro. How can people keep up with you, bro?
Oh, if you follow me on Twitter, I'm at Eric Bacharach. If you go online to Tennessean.com/sports/Titans, you can find all my stuff there.
You're the best, bro. All the love.
All the love, bro.